Exclusive video, 300 mostly West African migrants cross border into Arizona. By Randy Clark on September 9, 2023. Lukeville, Arizona, in what Border Patrol agents describe as a daily event. More than 300 mostly West African migrants walked through drainage gates in the border wall several miles west of Lukeville, Arizona. The group contained around 40 migrants from Peru, India, Ecuador, and several Middle Eastern countries, according to Border Patrol agents who spoke to Breitbart, Texas. The video, filmed on Tuesday in the Oregon Pipe Monument National Reserve, shows the migrants staging along the border fence just after daybreak. After walking through the open storm drainage gates, welded open to accommodate water runoff during the desert monsoon season, the migrants travel to a nearby water station and then to a rally point where Border Patrol agents begin the initial stages of processing the group. Breitbart, Texas walked along parts of the path with the migrants as they made their way from the border wall to a nearby highway. The migrants showed their enthusiasm in finally making it to the United States, one migrant shouting "Thank you, America" repeatedly. Of the more than 300 migrants making the trek through the reserve, few could speak Spanish or English. Some of the migrants who identified themselves as Senegalese nationals spoke French and a few words in broken English. Others spoke Arabic and Hindi. Some of the migrants can be heard coughing loudly in the group. Many have traveled from outside the hemisphere for months to reach the United States-Mexico border. The Border Patrol notes a significant increase in migrants from outside the hemisphere. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the arrest of migrants from the Islamic Republic of Mauritania has increased more than 6,000% this fiscal year compared to the same time frame in 2022. The arrest of Egyptians at the southwest border has also increased by 1,400% over last year. This group was the second large group in 2 days. On Monday, a similar-sized group made the same crossing in surrender to awaiting Border Patrol agents. The migrants expect to be released into the United States to await the lengthy asylum process. Border Patrol agents in the area say most will gain release unless background checks reveal a previous criminal history in the United States. At the rally point, Border Patrol agents took basic biographical information and sorted the migrants into groups for transport to a processing facility. Border Patrol agents say the influx of migrants from around the world is steady in Lukeville. One agent, not authorized to speak to the media, told Breitbart, Texas, "The constant barrage of migrants surrendering leaves us little else to do but replenish supplies, arrange for transport to the station, process, and get ready for the next day." Related articles. Exclusive: U.S. experiences 6,000% increase in border crossings by migrants from Islamic Republic of Mauritania. Exclusive photos: migrants from around the world stream across closed border into Arizona. Exclusive: Arizona border sector becomes deadliest crossing point for migrants. Exclusive: sheltering costs for rising numbers of migrants hit $7 million per month in Arizona border sector. Watch: large migrant group walks across Biden admin's closed border into Texas. Source: 590K migrant gotaways this year, exceeds last year same period. Border Patrol agents in the vicinity spoke about the difficulty of dealing with nationals from so many countries in one single group. The language barriers between the migrants and the agents who only speak English and Spanish create huge delays in the hours-long process of interviewing and processing the migrants. In August, Border Patrol agents in the Tucson sector apprehended nearly 49,000 migrants, according to unofficial reports reviewed by Breitbart, Texas. The number is a more than 160% jump from the 18,506 apprehended in August of 2022. According to CBP, between October and July, more than 1.6 million migrants crossed into the United States at the southern border. According to unofficial reports reviewed by Breitbart, Texas, just under 180,000 migrants were apprehended in August, bringing the total migrant encounters across the southwest border to more than 1.8 million. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, nearly 600,000 migrants have managed to avoid capture by the Border Patrol since October and are listed as gotaways. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.